the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, podcast number 72. Goodness me, where has the time gone? We've only been doing them just over a year, and we're already up to the 72nd podcast. I really appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate all the comments. I appreciate all the emails. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the 5 stars on iTunes, which is the maximum number of stars, by the way. It's not like out of 100. We're getting a full 5 stars. So thank you, everybody who's made the decision to listen and also to give us 5 stars. I love it. And thanks for all the feedback. Thank you very, very much. And in this podcast, what I wanted to talk to you today was just about your support network. So your support network, these are the people who you are surrounded by every day, pretty much. So it'd be your husband, your wife, maybe your mum and dad. Could even be your children, could be your brothers and sisters. It could be the people that you work with. It could be aunts, uncles, anybody that you come into contact with on a daily basis. And so this can also mean things like the TV, for example. So if, or even newspapers. So if all you do is read the Daily Mail and you're reading about Brexit and about how everybody who voted Remain should now be charged for treason, as I think one of the politicians is trying to get through, anybody who argues to about the Remain vote in future should be tried for treason, which is punishable by death, of course, I think, in the United Kingdom. So that's really interesting. But if that forms part of your support network, part of your social map as to who you are and how you show up in life, then let me just explain that you're going to fail. So you need to change and adapt as you move forward your social network. And so what this can mean is it might mean that you might fall out with some friends, or it might just mean that you get to see those friends a little bit less and that you actually start to spend more time with other types of people. So I find it really difficult. We get invited to barbecues over here in Spain, and we get invited to all sorts of different things and we attend. And I just find it really difficult sometimes because the people who I'm surrounded with generally are not interested in investing. They're not interested in their net worth. They just get up, they go to work, and they come home, and they're enjoying their lifestyle. And whilst that's fine for them, that was never fine for me. I always wanted something more. And people say, well, when is enough money enough? And I'll tell you when it's enough. When I can wake up every single morning and know there's 10, 100, 200,000 pounds sat in the account, and there's nothing that's going to come and bite me on the ass. What does that mean? Well, let's just say that one of my mortgage lenders decides to pull all, let's say with one of them, for example, we've got, I think it's 16 mortgages. Imagine if that lender suddenly decides to cash in and go, that's it, we're not doing any more, we want our money back. That would put me in a bit of a predicament. So all that needs to be paid off. And so you don't want to be surrounded by people going, well, all you do is work. And by the way, all I do is not work. I really work less than a lot of most people. I'm quite proud of that fact. I'm not into hustling hard and working 18-hour days or any of that sort of thing. I really want an easy life. I don't want to be having to hustle all the time. And when you get people, by the way, who are in your network and they say to you, when you are out hustling, because there are times when you do need to hustle, but they turn around and they say to you, oh, all you ever do is think about work. You need to turn around and ask them, dude, how many hours did you work this week? And they go, 40, 42. You go, so you're thinking about money 42 hours a week? I go, no, I'm not. It's like, no, you are. You're at work, you're away from your family and your friends and doing whatever other things that you would rather do. You can't do because you're at work. You're thinking about money. And the only reason you're at work is because of money. Oh, yeah, but money doesn't make you happy. Of course it bloody well does. Who's told you that load of bollocks? Of course it does. Money makes you really happy. Certainly, it's not the answer to everything. But then what is? You know, if you're a kid in a sweetie shop, more sweets isn't the answer. You get fed up with that after a while. So you've got to work out who is in your immediate vicinity and who are the ones that are going to carry you through thick and thin. Like for me, you know, we've gone through tough times. Like everybody goes through tough times. I don't know a time when we've not gone through a tough time. Goodness gracious, we've gone through family court for the last 7 years. We've spent tens and tens of thousands of pounds. And right now, we've just issued another court action because, and it's cost us £1,000, because one child breaks up on Friday next summer and the other child breaks up on Wednesday. And we've asked seven times over the last 18 weeks, when does the six-week holiday start? And they haven't answered. They refuse to answer that question. So now it's cost me £1,000 just to actually work out, when can we book our summer holidays? When does a summer holiday actually start? And they refuse to answer. So we don't know. So now we can't book holidays. So we have to now pay £1,000 that goes to solicitors and the court in order to go to court so we can actually just work out that minor point. So like that can be quite a depressing thing, by the way. If anyone's going through that sort of period, man or woman, you know just how depressing that stuff is. It's terrible. It's ridiculous and it's pathetic. And it's all those other words. But you can use all those other words till you're blue in the face, right? It makes no difference. It just is what it is. So fine, we spend a grand on it. That's okay. We're going to go out and make tenfold that, 100 times that. And that's the thing that inspires and motivates me to go out and earn that money. And the reason that inspires and motivates me these days, because it didn't always, I would get very, very depressed about having to spend waste, I would say, all that money. It's not a wasted money. It's an investment into mine and my kids' future so we can go on holiday next year. It's worth every penny. Every goddamn penny. We would pay double, triple, quadruple that amount if it meant that we get the lifestyle that we deserve, that we demand, me and my children. Right? So the reason why that isn't so painful anymore is because of my social network. I can't be a motivational, inspirational coach that helps people go get results if I'm not feeling inspired and motivated. And people go, well, what motivates you? Tell you what motivates me, having to pay £1,000 to solicitors and a court to get access to my kids again, that motivates and inspires me to go out and earn tenfold that. Because our problems are problems of context. Like, if I didn't have that £1,000, that would be a massive, massive problem, right? That would potentially affect me having the ability to see my kids next year. As ridiculous as that sounds in our equal world that we live in 21st Britain. And I say that tongue-in-cheek, by the way, in case you couldn't detect sarcasm. But that inspires me to go out and earn tenfold that. If I didn't have that as a hiccup along the way, I wouldn't be inspired to go on tenfold that or a hundredfold that. I mean, they are my goals. Every time we come up, we go, okay, pay a grand, that's fine. Investment in my future, that's great. Let's go out and earn tenfold that. Let's go out and earn a hundredfold that. How quickly can we do that? 100 days? 100 grand in 100 days? Can we do that? So do you see how we can turn that round? And the only reason we can turn that round is because the support network I've got specifically for me is my wife. That's one. Two is my tech bitch, who I hang out with quite a bit here in Spain. So I've got a guy and he works on a lot of my tech stuff. And we have daily meetings. So he knows what's going on and so on. And so he looks up to me and is inspired by me. And I can't be the guy who's feeling a bit down because I've had to spend a grand. I've got to be inspired as well. So that's what we do. So then who else is in our support network? My children. The very people who were fighting to get regular contact and easier contact and so on. I have to perform to a certain level in order to see my kids. And if I don't, then I don't get to see them. So what's that about? So I've got no choice, right? I have to perform to a certain level. Who's in your social network? Who are the bad people in your social network? Who are the people who are not going to support you through thick and thin? Like, if you've got a partner right now and they're not supporting you, then you need to ask them for help. Now, it could be that they actually don't know how to help, or it even could be that they really don't want to help. They don't want to sit down with your spreadsheet. They don't want to look through it. They might be totally oppressed and put off by a spreadsheet. They don't want to talk about money. They don't want to talk about pensions. They don't want to talk about investments. And usually that's because that their background has been one where they've never had to discuss that in their family. So you can start by educating them, but if they still push back against you, then you got to, you know, as long as you want to be in that relationship, then you got to start taking that on your own and start making the key decisions. Because they're happy putting their head in the sand. And, you know, if you want to be with that person, then that's fine. I'm very fortunate because with my wife, we discuss it and then I go do whatever it is that I wanted to do in the first place, which is awesome, but we actually get to discuss it first. Whereas I know some people and they just absolutely refuse to discuss it. You know, I've got a will, for example, and my grandma, for example, who's no longer with us and hasn't been with us for like 30 years or so. She, you know, whenever we talk about a will, you know, 13, 14 at this point, and she'd be, oh, no, don't talk about a will. Oh, no. As we're talking about it, will mean you're going to die the next day. But not talking about a will can be catastrophic for your family. You know, not having life insurance, for example, and you die next week, and your house isn't paid off, and none of your investments are paid off, can be catastrophic. So you might be living a good life right now. But if you've not got that in place and you die, then your family literally could be out on the streets. The mum or the husband has to go to work, whatever, right? It's like, these are the really important bits. But the problem is, in part of your social network, is that you never get to discuss any of this because it's not relevant. It's not important for that social network. So one of the things that I've been focusing on, we're going to do a podcast on this, is getting a pension in place. Not for me. My property is my pension. Although saying that, we are moving money into pensions as well. But not for me. We're talking about pensions for my children. I've got a girl who's coming up to 2 years of age, and we're about to get her a pension. Fancy that, a pension. She's not even two yet. We're talking about a pension. You put it this way, you save £100 a month for the next, I don't know, 20, 30 years, I mean, just leave that in an account till she's 55. What do you think's going to happen? You think she'd be, like, you know, forget about inflation and how that's eroded, but you think she might be a millionaire? You think she might never have to worry about anything ever, ever again? And that she'll forever have this pension? Of course. Like, who talks about stuff like that? Certainly none of my old friends. And I'll tell you that some of my new friends don't talk about it. Very rare do we find someone and we talk about this stuff. By the way, you get some tax benefits. And tax benefits can change, so I'm not going to tell you what they are. But go and find out about them. Start opening up a pension. We are going to do a podcast on this, and I think we might do it as an interview, because it's so interesting. And this all comes from, who is your social network? Who are you hanging around with? What level of conversation? And I'll tell you, when we get people onto a strategy call, or an audit, as we call it, when we get people on, it's a 45-minute call, and we're talking about wealth and income and property and all this other stuff. And they're like blown away after the first 10 minutes. And I'm like, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you had this level of conversation? And they're like, never. Never had this level of conversation. And if you can't discuss this with your current group of friends, you need to get a new group of friends. Again, it's not to say that you get rid of the old group of friends, but you get a new group of friends that you can discuss this stuff with, because it's your family that's relying on you to have this level of conversation. You are responsible for your future welfare of your family. Even if you might not be here, you're still responsible for it, even though you might be 6 foot under or cremated or whatever, right? You're responsible. But you can only be responsible when you know what you should be doing. And you can only know when you're supposed to be doing it when you surround yourself with other people who are doing other things that are far more extravagant than you or I could think about. So that's why it's really important in terms of financial wealth, in terms of your future and your family's future, that you surround yourself with the right people. Like, listening to the podcast, we're 12 and a half minutes in. So the fact that you're 12 and a half minutes into this podcast is amazing. That forms part of your social group. The fact that you just learned about giving yourself a pension or giving your children a pension at age two, that's phenomenal. That blew me away when I saw it. It's like, it's so obvious. Why is it so obvious and I've not done it? Because it's not the standard thing to do. Open up the Financial Times and you find an article that talks about giving your kids a pension. It's not in there. Or the Daily Mail. It absolutely isn't in the Daily Mail. Or the Sun. Or the Daily Mirror. Or any of those other red tops, as we call them. What shit newspapers. If you're reading that stuff, get yourself off that drug. And start reading. And start collecting and networking with other people who you can have a better level of conversation at. Because this is your support network. If all you do is talking football with your friends, and talking football's fine as long as it's for, you know, 1 or 2% of your conversation. But if it's 90% of your conversation, which I know it is for a lot of people, or politics is your conversation, forget politics. You can't do anything about it. Is Trump going to win? Is Hillary going to win? Who the hell knows, right? Like, crazy stuff can happen. But there's nothing you or I can do about it, even though whatever result is will change the world. But what you can do something about is your current network of friends. So you've got to start networking in these bigger environments, because your entire future lifetime will depend on it. So then the other area is this, like, this level of positivity, you know, this can-do attitude. So I'm in a mastermind group that I pay a lot of money for. I pay like £20,000 a year for. And in this mastermind group, someone's just having a problem with their Facebook ads. And they had a webinar and it's sort of struggling a little bit. And so the response I gave, it wasn't technical help, But the response I gave was this. I said, pretty much, look, these are the obstacles, the little hiccups that you have along the path to getting the result that you want. Life is not a straight line and you have to keep going because eventually you will get the results that you want. Like, imagine being in an environment like that where someone else, where you do something wrong or something's gone wrong and you need help, and someone else is going to give you, like, do this, do that, and do that. And then another person's going to say, don't worry, keep going. We've got your back. You know, is there anything I can do to help? That's amazing. And you need that in your life. And if you haven't got that in your life, and if your network of people that can help you is a tiny, tiny network, and they never talk about money, they never talk about being positive, they're not into personal development or anything like that, then you're going to struggle. Because where does that drive and inspiration and motivation come from? It either comes from internally, and let's face it, we all struggle sometimes, from time to time. We're not all Tony Robbins. And I'll tell you, even Tony Robbins will struggle sometimes. He has to get his inspiration and motivation from somewhere external as well. So what makes you so special that it should all come from internal? We all get stuck. Everybody in their life has got stuck at some point, even the great ones. And so, you know, you might be going, well, you know, I shouldn't be getting stuck. I should know everything. That's not the way it works. We all get stuck. I've got stuck. We have the people around us that support ourselves. That, you know, we fall off the bike, but tell us to get back on and keep going, you'll get there. And so we do it. And the only reason why we then succeed is because of the inspiration that we've had from third parties to help us along. So look, have a good think about what is in your social network. Write down a list of all the people that are slowing you down, who are not contributing to your success, who are not supporting you. Then on the other side of a sheet of paper, write down a list of, first of all, the people who are supporting you and commit to spending more time with them. Commit to having conversations, not text, not Facebook conversations, actual verbal conversations, maybe even a coffee or two. The third column, write down, who would you like to hang out with? Would you like to hang out with IFAs. The problem with hanging out with IFAs is that they love their job. I used to think an independent financial advisor would be independently financeable and wealthy. And they're not. They have a job like everybody else, right? So that's the problem, okay? But still, hanging out with them and finding out about the best pension for your kids, you think that's worthwhile? Absolutely. Maybe understanding some of the tax benefits. So write down a list of all the people that you think you should be hanging out with and go hang out with them. Buy them coffee, meet them at networking events, go out for a meal, introduce spouses, spend more time together, introduce the kids, and have that level of conversation. And what you'll find is that eventually your level of wealth will start to increase over a period of time. All right, I hope that's useful for you on this session. That's all we've got for you today. My name's Dan Latta, and we'll speak to you in the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.